There are petitions circulating on campuses across the United States that call on universities to sell their holdings in companies that do business with or in Israel. The petition's organizers say that Israel violates the human rights of Palestinians. Supporters of the divestiture petition estimate that Harvard University alone has more than $600 million worth of investments that can be linked to Israel. Opponents have drawn up a counterpetition, which has been signed and submitted to authorities at Harvard and MIT. Earlier this month, in remarks at a morning prayer meeting on the first day of classes, Harvard's president, Lawrence Summers, said that divestiture petitions reflect an upturn in what he believes to be global anti-Semitism and rising anti-Israeli views in progressive intellectual communities. Mr. Summers' remarks have fed a fierce debate over both fundamental questions of free speech and the nature of anti-Semitism. Elizabeth Spelke is a professor of psychology at Harvard. She joins us from Cambridge. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And there in the same studios is Jeffrey Hamburger, professor of the history of art and architecture there. Professor Hamburger, thank you very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
And Professor Spelke, if I could turn to you first. You're one of the people who signed the petition. Why, and what do you hope is accomplished?
The aim of this petition is to help to bring peace to the Middle East by ending Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. I was moved to take this action because I believe that as an American, the best steps that I can take to bring about a peace that is in the interests of everyone in the Middle East, and in fact all of us in the world, are to pressure my government and my university and the businesses in which it invests to pressure Israel to cease its occupation of this area.
Mm-hmm. Professor Hamburger?
Professor Spelke, my colleague here at Harvard, speaks of pressuring Israel. I would ask, why only pressure on Israel? I think if pressure is to be brought to bear at all, a more even-handed approach is called for. And I think that while we could talk at great length about how best to bring peace to the Middle East, my real concern here is means and not ends. And I feel a boycott will, in fact, make peace more difficult to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Professor Hamburger, President Summers said that serious and thoughtful people were advocating and taking actions that are anti-Semitic in their effect, if not their intent. Now, you know the academic community at Harvard. Do you really think whatever disagreements they evince against the policies of the State of Israel, they are necessarily fueling anti-Semitism or are in any way themselves anti-Semitic?
No. Absolutely not, but I think it's important to recall that anti-Semitism is not only alive and well in our world as it has been for millennia, it's enjoying a resurgence in the Middle East. I think that those who are calling for a boycott should recall the resonance of that term for Jews within living memory. The last time anyone in my family was subjected to a boycott was in Germany in the 1930s. And I think it was to issues like that that President Summers was referring when he said anti-Semitic in effect, if not intent, because a call for divestment, a call for a boycott, gives aid and comfort to those who are openly and self-consciously anti-Semitic.
Professor Spelke?
I'm very concerned about the rise of anti-Semitism in the world. I'm also very concerned about the rise of anti-Arab sentiment in the world, notably in the United States and in Europe. And I support President Summers' sentiments for sure in urging us to be vigilant against this. But I emphatically deny that this petition is anti-Semitic in intent or in effect. This is not a petition against the Jewish people. This is not a petition against even the State of Israel. This is a petition that seeks to end the Israeli 35-year-long occupation of the Palestinian territories. The first thing we need is we need to be able to distinguish legitimate political protest against the actions of a government and prejudice against a people. The second thing we need is an atmosphere in which issues of politics can be debated openly.
May I respond?
Yes, of course.
I don't see debate being stifled. After all, here we have a professor of psychology and of the history of art sitting in a studio on NPR enjoying national airtime debating this very issue. If that's stifling debate, stifle away.
Professor Spelke, do you feel throttled in your opinion or under scrutiny or in any way reluctant to assert your opinion?
The worst thing that's happened to me is that I have to assert it again and again. I am able to assert my opinion comfortably because I am an American Jew. I am a strong supporter of the Israeli state. I am deeply troubled by genuine examples of anti-Semitism in the world. But I do think that fear of being branded anti-Semitic has stifled legitimate political criticism of the actions of the Israeli government in this country for a very long time.
I have to ask, the figure we're provided is $600 million of investments that Harvard has with companies that have links to Israel. And that's a considerable amount of money in any league, I should think. But with the president of the university saying he's against divestment, with the Harvard Crimson editorializing against divestment, do either of you think that this is a debate with real impact right now?
It's true that 439 people signed the anti-divestment petition and only 71 Harvard faculty signed the petition to which Professor Spelke put her name. And of course, I take great satisfaction in that landslide victory, if one can call it that. But I think the issue is alive and well. It has broad ramifications. And I think that to speak of debate being stifled is a red herring. It's specious. And it fails to address some of the basic moral issues that are at the core of this debate.
I want to thank you both for speaking with us this week. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Hamburger is a professor of the history of art and architecture at Harvard, and Elizabeth Spelke, a professor of psychology, both speaking with us from the campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts.